And a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast for Thursday, February 11th, 2021. Today in the news, the gold market remains in a healthy consolidation pattern as prices are once again close to testing critical resistance at $1,850 an ounce, according to George Milling Stanley, chief strategist at State Street Global Advisors, reports Kitco. Gold's consolidation pattern is helping to remove some of the froth from the marketplace after gold prices pushed up $500 an ounce to record highs above $2,000 last year. Milling Stanley estimates gold prices to move to $2,300 as conservative in the current environment. Well, after 40 years of lowering inflation and bond yields, the tide may have turned. If so, in the years ahead, you will see a huge wave of job losses and bankruptcies as businesses, government, and consumers are forced to refinance debt at higher rates, writes Bill Bonner at Rogue Economics. Inflation can happen in one of two ways, he writes. Either the economy heats up, that's cyclical inflation, or systemic inflation when the economy cools down. He says fake money, false price signals, regulation, bubbles, giveaways, and a COVID-19 shutdown could simply cause consumers to cut back while the supply of available money continues to rise. He says this looks like systemic inflation to us. Well, suspicious activity reports by banks related to cash transactions surged last year, according to Wall Street Journal. Banks have ramped up their reporting on cash transactions that fall just under the $10,000 threshold of key anti-laundering defense, a sign of how the closure of borders and businesses due to the coronavirus pandemic may have altered the way potentially illicit transactions are conducted. There were more than 318,000 suspicious activity reports filed in that category in 2020, up about 44% from 2019. Well, here's an assessment of COVID-19 pandemic's possible consequences offered by Project Syndicate. Seems reasonably clear that once a new highly infectious and dangerous virus appears, it pays to act aggressively to stamp it out as soon as possible. Initial evidence suggests that the COVID-19 vaccines are not only helping to reduce the scale of serious illness, but also reducing transmission. And whatever the post-pandemic norm for remote work may be, work habits are set to become more flexible. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver today.